It's time for Rhema for Today.
No, we're talking about born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking believers. God's living in them. God's living in them. God's living in them. God's living in them. The living God. I live in them. Well, if he's living in me, he is. Not it. Some folks said, talking about the Holy Ghost, said, I got it. No, you didn't. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that he, the Holy Ghost, he may abide with you forever.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, God's Anointed Word.
The living God said, I live in them. I walk in them. See, you've troubled a lot of folks. They want to go back to the Old Testament. He wasn't living in them. So the psalmist said, I'll look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. So folks are looking to the hills today. No, you're looking to the wrong place. Look on the inside. I'm talking about believers. Now, don't misunderstand me. Here's where folks miss it. They think that's what you were saying. See, there are those that teach that every human being has a spark of divinity in them. See, that God's in everybody, saint and sinner. No, the Bible doesn't teach that. I'm talking about people that's born again. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
So then they say you've got a spark of divinity. There's some little truth there in that you are a spirit being and that your spirit is an offshoot of God. God's a spirit, see? And so then they endeavor to develop their spirits apart from God. That's not what we're talking about. And they think that's what we're talking about. No, we're talking about born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking believers. God's living in them. God's living in them. God's living in them. God's living in them. The living God. I live in them. Well, if he's living in me, he is. Not it. Some folks said, talking about the Holy Ghost, said, I got it. No, you didn't. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that he, the Holy Ghost, he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it knoweth him not, neither seeth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. He's in you. Let's get acquainted with him that's in us. Let's get acquainted with him that's in us. I said, let's get acquainted with him that's in us. Somebody said, let's get acquainted with God through nature. No, let's get acquainted with the God that's in us. Now we can see the beauty of what all he's put here. Man's messed up. And the fall of man is degraded. But let's get acquainted with the God that's in us. I mean, he's in there. I said, he's in there. I said, he's in there. Get acquainted with him. So I looked on the inside of me. I'm talking to the God that's in me. Not the God that's up in heaven, the God that's in me, which is the same God. Don't misunderstand me. And said, where did I miss it? And if he's going to talk to me, he's going to talk where he is. See? See, I'm here these days. I'm not down at the first, I guess they got a First Baptist church here, I don't know. I'm not over, you know, to St. Paul's Episcopal Church. If you want to hear me, you got to come here, because that's where I is, right here, see? You want to hear me speak, you got to come here, because that's where I'm speaking. All right, you want to hear God speak, he'll speak to you out of his word. Yes. If he speaks by his spirit, he'll speak right in here, right in here, right in here, right in here. But you know, we haven't been taught that. Not like we should. We've educated our head at the expense of our hearts. Amen. So I talked to him right in here because he's in here. And I heard him say right in here. Right in here. With these ears? No, nothing audible. I heard him say. You see, he'll answer what you need. He won't answer always what you ask. He'll answer what you need, but it will answer what you ask. See? He said to me, first of all, he said in here to me, where did I miss it? I said. He said, if you want to get healed, I'm going to tell you how. Well, that's what I want. I'm a listening boy. I sure want to know how. He said, lay your own two hands on yourself. For he said, when I appeared to you, now if anybody asked me, I'd had to stop and figure it up. He said, when I appeared to you 20 years and 4 days ago, and I laid the finger of my right hand in the palm of each one of your hands, and told you, I've called you, I've anointed you, and give you a special anointing to minister to the sick. But he said, you haven't done what you should have done with that anointing. Now, I skip part of that in telling that a lot of times, because I only tell the part that's pertinent to what I'm talking about. See what I mean? There's no use going to all that. I'm going to tell you the rest of it now. To make a long story short, no, I'll go ahead with this. I put my two hands right here in a hurry. And the minute I put my hands here, I could feel that healing power going out of my hands into my body and spreading on the inside up and down. And I'd say instantly I was 90% better. And the other 10% wore off, you know, just right away. And here's what the Lord said to me. You see, you missed it. You didn't do what I told you to do with the healing anointing. And I look back over it, and I've just practically quit laying hands on people. He said, you see, now here's where we miss it. And here's where I'd missed it and couldn't get things. When you're in disobedience, you can't get the word to work for you. He said, you see, you like to teach, so you just spent more time teaching, trying to get people to the level where they would receive on their own faith. Now, more mature Christians can do that. But he said they're always babies, because they should be babies being born all the time. And then he said there are others, for different reasons, are not able to act for themselves. See, and I was trying to get people to act for themselves. And it'd been a long time since I'd had any laying on hand service at all. Just didn't they? Are you following me now? He said, you're trying to get everybody healed on the level of faith where you are, and you didn't start out there yourself. You've been at this for all of these years. Now you go back down there where you were and start meeting people on that lower level, and you start laying hands on them, because some people will never be healed any other way. Amen. And you just tell them, if they'll come expecting, tell them just to forget about trying to have faith. Because you see, he said to me, you keep talking about faith so much until it's all like a barbed wire entanglement. And folks are all on the inside and can't get out. Said, tell them, and they're struggling, trying to exercise faith. Said, tell them, Jesus, the head of the church, said to me, you tell folks, just don't come trying to believe anything. Tell them, come just expecting.
Amen. Amen.
He said, use this, for instance, he said, if a mother said to her children, now grandmother's coming, we just got a letter here, she's coming Saturday to visit us. Well, every time they heard a car go by, because they expected they'd run to see if that's it.
Right. Yeah.
When somebody turned in the driveway, they may just be turned in there and go back out and turn around. But yet they'd run and holler, Granny's here.
Amen.
Why? Well, they're expecting.
Amen.
Just come expecting. Oh, expecting what? To receive your healing.
Amen.
Expecting. Amen. Expect it.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, you've got to get people into that position for them to receive. You see, they've got to get their receiver into that expecting area.
Yeah.
Now, we'll close with this. There's time run out on us. You got your Bibles there. Turn now to the third chapter of Acts of the Apostles. Third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. You know the story. I just want to rehearse some things here for you. You remember Peter and John, they're going... At the hour of prayer, you remember, they're going into the temple through the gate called Beautiful. There sat this man there, lame from his mother's womb, begging alms. When he saw Peter and John, he asked an alms of them. See, he's a beggar, you know, asking a gift. Peter fastened his eyes on him with John and said, look on us. Now, you know, it's Peter trying to attract attention to him. He's somebody big, great. No. He wants to attract attention to something that I have from God.
Yes, amen.
He said, look on us. Now, notice what the scripture said. And the man looked on them. What's the next word? What's the next word?
Expecting.
That's the reason he said, look on us. He wanted him to expecting. Expecting. Expecting what? To receive something of them. See, he's got him in position to receive now. He's working on his receiving set when he said, look on us.
Amen.
Now then, he disabused his mind to the fact that he might receive, because he's wanting silver and gold or money or gift. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Glory to God. See, he's got him expecting, and he does have something to give him, all right. But it's not silver and gold. Such as I have, give I thee. What's he got? Well, among other things, he got the name of Jesus. So he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. And he took the man by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately, man never walked, crippled from his mother's womb. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he went into the temple walking, leaping, and praising God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on in about two more weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks, something, just a little over 2 weeks,
yeah,
I believe it is.
That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.